Let's check in on the flood recovery effort on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. It's been in a state of emergency for over 2 weeks since rapid snowmelt flooded creeks and rivers on the reservation, and some people have been stranded in their homes since the flooding began. This morning, I called into Arlo Ironcloud's popular radio show that broadcasts on Pine Ridge.
Good morning, Peter. You're on the Morning Wakalapi Chit-Chat Show.
Great. Well, thanks so much for having me on. It's an honor. My name is Peter O'Dowd.
That's
from KILI Radio in Porcupine, South Dakota. And when I was on the air with Arlo Ironcloud, I asked him if anyone on Pine Ridge was still stranded by the floodwaters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of community members that I know of that just can't go back to their house yet, or they're stuck in their home. There's been people in our community that have been reaching out and taking stuff to them, but for the most part, they just can't get out of their homes right now.
Wow.
They're watered in. We just can't access them.
Well, are they okay?
Yeah, but well, there have been some a lot of people out there that are struggling because we have dialysis patients, we have relatives that have health complications, and they just can't make it to the proper treatment facility so that they can get the proper care. So.
What are people feeling about the way the state has responded to you? I know a lot of people were wondering why it took the South Dakota governor so long to get some members of the National Guard out there. She says she did it as soon as she was asked, but you know, how are people feeling about whether or not they're being taken care of?
Well, that was the thing, too, because Steve Wilson is the emergency management person for the Ogallala Sioux Tribe, and he had to make the call. He had to actually ask them to come over from the state to bring their water trucks so that certain communities could have at least access to water. I know Christy Noem came down on Saturday last week.
That's the governor.
I know she came. Yeah. She went to a couple communities, but yeah, it's not just Pine Ridge Reservation. It's Rosebud too, and a lot of communities that are on the White River are really suffering from the flooding.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot of news coverage from places like Nebraska and places like Iowa, not as much here about what's happening on the Pine Ridge Reservation. Do you think that recovery from a big flood like this is different for people who are living on a reservation? I mean, do you face even bigger challenges?
Mostly because we don't have the infrastructure to handle the disaster. Actually, John Reddell just joined me. But last week we were teasing about our snow plows, and we were kind of making fun of our snow plows because we got like some 1960s snow plows out there pushing the snow around. And we just don't have the resources. It's that simple.
I heard you say your co-host, John Reddowl, is there. John, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Hey, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I hear the phones ringing in the background. Obviously, this is a big deal for a lot of people. How do you think folks are holding up?
I think we're Oglala, and we're like really proud of that. So if we survive, you know, I mean, we're used to not having any resources. You know, we're going to get through this. We always do.
Do you mind if I give a little plug on where people can find information out?
Sure, please.
Yeah, that's OgallalaKotanation.info. You can go there. Go to our social media networks with the Ogallala Sioux Tribe. And those are where you can help with relief for the flooding here on the Pine Ridge Reservation.
Okay. We'll try to link to that on our website as well so that people who hear this in other parts of the country can get that information and hopefully offer you guys some help.
All right. Peter, thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Thanks so much, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day.
That was John Reddowl and Arlo Ironcloud, co-hosts of the Wakalapi Chit-Chat Show on KILI Radio in Porcupine, South Dakota.